This is truly an inexplicable situation. There was no apparent rational motive, to the best of our knowledge at this time, to provoke these attacks. We send our thoughts and our prayers to the victims and their families who are being notified, who have been notified recently of this senseless horror. We assume, as you heard from the superintendent, that we are in pursuit of a Mr. Meyer. The police believe they have him in a location in the building that was just discussed. However, until he is apprehended, until the police are sure, we suggest that people in the immediate vicinity remain in their homes and stay in a safe place and stay off the streets in the meantime. For those people who haven't had the good fortune to visit or know Herkimer and Mohawk, these are the types of peaceful, quiet communities that one would say, well, this could never happen here. This is one of those things that just you couldn't imagine in Herkimer or Mohawk. And it's just another example that there is no community that is beyond the scope of senseless gun violence. And unfortunately, we see this more and more and more. The day is not done, and it will not be done until Mr. Myers is apprehended and we know for sure what has happened and what his condition is. And then we'll turn to healing and repairing. I would like to say that this is a situation that we can resolve quickly. Unfortunately, it's not. It's going to take a long, long time to come to grips with what has happened and to make sense and find peace in this senseless situation. But I want the people of this community to know that the people of the state will be with them every step of the way. It'll be a long journey, but we'll be with them all throughout it, and not until it's over.